Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Ephesians 6 and 10. Good morning and welcome to Through Their Message. My name is Rhonda and I would like to invite you to come and join me this morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school at Foundations Bible Church. And then together we can enter into worship at 10:15 and afterwards get to know one another in a time of fellowship. It is the Lord that we come to meet and enter into worship with. And so let your heart sing. Let your spirit join in prayer. Leave the troubles of the world outside the door of the sanctuary and come and worship the Lord our God. Within you'll find a time of reflection, a time of examination, a time of peace, and knowing that no matter what is happening outside the walls of the sanctuary, God is yet in control, and nothing will thwart his plans. From Ephesians 6:13-18, therefore put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. This from Matthew Henry. Is not our life a warfare? It is so. For we struggle with the common calamities of human life. Is not our religion much more a warfare? It is so, for we struggle with the opposition of the powers of darkness and with many enemies who would keep us from God and heaven. We have enemies to fight against, a captain to fight for, a banner to fight under, and certain rules of war by which we must and are to govern ourselves. It remains that you apply yourselves to your work and duty as Christian soldiers. Now it is a requisite, it's required, it's necessary, it's essential, that a soldier be both stout-hearted and well-armed, if Christians be soldiers of Jesus Christ. What is it to be stout-hearted, to be well-armed? Well, it is being strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, fit for service, for suffering, for fighting. It's to trust and fear not. Throughout God's word are the reminders to be strong and to fear not. He says, for by the strength of his hand, it is God who arms me with strength. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. The Lord gives strength to his people. And blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. And this the journey of our days on the earth. These are the very days that train and prepare us to reach the destination where upon completion of the mission that we have become a part of when we became soldiers in the army of God, we will find given to us the reason then to lay down our armament, and peace will reign over the earth, as her Lord and King takes its rightful place. Do you remember the day you enlisted? We were all given the equipment that we would need to see us through to the end of our journey. We were given a command that would remind us of who we fought for, of what we fought for, and how we could win our battles and encourage and engage with others in theirs. They all belong to the Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, with all your strength. Mark 12. When you give your all, when you hold nothing back, you are open to complete trust in the one who is training you. You then trust the mission. You trust the objective. You trust your trainer, and you don't rely on your own goals, your opinions, or your vision of the mission, or what the outcome should look like. Instead, you lay aside all of that, and you follow where you are led, you draw on what you have been taught, you have trained responses to whatever may come up, and you are prepared for battle. Each of us are being prepared on how to discern, to dissect, to digest what's happening around us. God did not send us out into the wilderness alone or without being fully equipped. Each battle is His, and He equips those that will fight in His name. War destroys food supplies. It disrupts supply chains. It destroys cities and fields, whatever it comes upon. It disheartens the weak. It causes fear in those on its path. It chases away people and strips them of their misplaced hope. Wars are being fought every day, some on a grand scale, as were the great world wars. Many are fought in specific geographical areas between people groups. Some are within communities, within the church itself, within homes and families. But the greatest battle takes place within oneself, the born-again man and his sinful nature. In Galatians 5:16 and 17, Paul writes, "And so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict, at war with each other, so that you do not do what you want." Our sinful nature that came upon us as a result of the fall in the Garden of Eden, doubting God, is poked and prodded by the spirit of the age and by the deceiver, the tempter, the devil, and his minions. Paul writes in his letter, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Ephesians 12. These rulers and authorities, although not earthly themselves, are working hard to make us all become accustomed to seeing them at work every day by the authority they maintain in those that they have possessed. We see it by the laws. They are consuming the young. They are breaking completely the weak, and they are displacing the masses. They are full of themselves and full of chaos and destruction. In every description of war, there is one common enemy, the devil, that liar himself, Satan. In every description of war, there is also a proven way to end, to avoid, to winning the conflict. Rebuke the devil, and he must flee. Take every thought captive. Use the armament that your king has supplied you with. Put on the belt of truth around your waist. Everything passes through the gut, and with what will you nourish your body? Strengthen your spirit and feed your soul, but with truth. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Be clothed in morality. Be upright and seek the things of God and His ways. Fit your feet with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. We all have differences, but we should all agree that it does not then give freedom to destroy one with whom you don't see eye to eye, and fight the enemy of God with light, with life, and with hope that you yourselves carry in Christ Jesus. The earth is an invaded territory. It is ruled by a liar, a deceiver, one who has no respect for life and whose only desire is to cause God pain by the evil and wicked deeds he encourages one person to do upon another. His battle isn't with us, it's with God. The people of earth, you and I, those created in the image of God, we're only tools that He uses, and we only remind Him of what He hates most, God Himself. In these days of great distress, of uncertainty, of the rise and fall of both men and nations, of people that are wicked in heart and evil in nature, there is only one thing certain: that with each tick of the clock, the day grows closer when Jesus Himself, the King, will call the saints home and the final battle for earth will commence. Victory belongs to the Lord. Of that there is no question. It is only a matter of finalizing and bringing to fruition the prophecies that have been foretold and the fulfillment of the promises that God has made. So get up. Get dressed for battle. Because whether you want to admit it or not, you are not exempt from service, and you will either serve God or you'll serve the devil. Fasten on the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. Fit your feet with readiness. Take up the shield of faith. Remember, everyone born of God overcomes the world. They have faith, but you need to act on it. Who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? For by His overcoming, we too can be overcomers. Extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one. See him coming, meet him at the door, and send him packing, all in the name of Jesus. Put in place the helmet of salvation. Our hope is in our Lord, his divine power, his mighty strength, and take up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. If you do not protect yourself, then you will be of no help to anyone else. It's time to gear up. It's time to take serious the threats to our lives, to the lives of our children, and of the weak and those drowning in the delusional dreams of the world. Ask for increase in your faith. Ask to be strengthened in your witness, and ask for the boldness to speak truth. These are all weapons of a trained and an equipped soldier. Fear not, for I am with you. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Lord, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.